Hey guys, welcome to the Onset Podcast. Can't get in better one time.
No, I don't know how much you're benching right now. I need to know these facts.
You will not be who you are sitting down here today if you did not go through all those things.
Yeah.
As little as they may seem, do you understand?
Everything makes sense after the fact.
If a guy's talking too much, you need to also be careful, man, because guys, they shall at it.
As for what? That's some hair.
Because, man, Alex is a pretty ambitious guy. So when you see him start to stop, you're really happy for him.
I
love him.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Onset Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast. If we're being honest, it's probably your favorite podcast. I mean, yeah, probably your favorite podcast if you're listening. If it's not, you're an op. Keep it moving. But yeah, welcome back to another episode of the Unsaid Podcast. I know what you're thinking. That's exactly why I'm here. You're probably thinking, this guy is a sly. This guy said he was going to give us another episode. And then this guy didn't show. He's been ghosted. He ghosted us for like 2 weeks. Typical Lagos boy behavior. Ghosting us. Never giving us small attention, you know. But, guys, first of all, I owe y'all an apology. Do I owe you guys an apology? Okay, I do, because I'm supposed to be consistent, but okay, I do owe you guys an apology. So first of all, I apologize, right? See how I had to go through that whole mental breakdown of whether or not I owe you guys an apology. I clearly don't read to you guys. Well, yeah, I just owe you guys an apology. So I apologize for my inconsistency. Lagos is taking its toll on me. That's just the honest truth. That's my explanation. Like, life is doing its thing. Life is actually happening. Like, you know, like the ghetto stuff in life is actually happening. So yeah. I apologize for, you know, man, for just going through life. Imagine me apologizing for going through life. I apologize for going through life. And it's really tough, man. It's been a couple crazy weeks. It's been a crazy month. October has been a crazy month. I don't remember when last I did an episode, but October has been a crazy month, man. And I mean, we'll talk about this episode, but you know, like, it's just been really tough trying to figure out life, trying to balance out a few things, you know, trying to just make sure that, trying to find the work-life balance, basically. But speaking of which, like, I have made up my mind that working a 9-to-5 for another person is not something that I was doing in my life. God forbid. Like, I thought about it and I was like, I don't mind working 9 to 7 or 9 to 9 for myself or for something that, you know, like that, you know, that like an agenda that I have for myself. But doing that for another man or another woman, guy, God forbid, like, it's not gonna happen. Like, it can't happen for too long, basically. Let me put it that way. Because I don't have money yet. I mean, I do, but small peanuts they are paying me in this place. Anyways, we'll get to that. So yeah, man. I'm back. At least I'm back this week. Hopefully, like, I can be back again next week. Or this is bi-weekly. Hopefully, I can be back in 2 weeks' time. But yeah, I'm back this week. So, glory be to God. Like, we out here. Yeah. How's everyone doing, right? Sorry, that was a mini rant about me. I hope everyone's doing great. As always, some people do message me to say, oh, Ade, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, let me know how they're doing. So, cheers to those who do. Those of you who don't, well, Lord is your strength, man. By the way, well, this is me kind of like getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to just say it. You guys need to understand something, right? When you send me emails, I see your emails, but I can't reply immediately I see them. Same thing with your DMs, because a lot of people DM me, and it's just like, you know, it's like, yeah. Like, if I open my DMs and I see my requests popping up, or I see like DMs that I have to respond to, understand that I've seen the notification. Like, I've actually seen that, oh, there's a request or someone has messaged me. If it's probably an email, I probably read it through like my screen, maybe not necessarily opened it, but like I've read, like I see the preview through my screen. If it's a text message, I probably have seen like a preview through my screen, like through my notifications as well. But for me to actually sit down and respond, it's like, for me, it's two things. One thing is, I actually like to have the time to actually sit down and respond to people properly. I feel that if someone messages you, if someone takes the time out to reach out to you, like, the least you can do, like, you owe it to them to give, like, a proper thought out response. That's what I think. And most times, or sometimes, like, I'm in the middle of work, or I'm half asleep, or, like, I'm praying, or, like, I'm about to go into the shower, or, like, I'm with friends, like, I can't give a proper response. I can't give you, oh, the usual, oh, LOL, haha, how you doing, how are you, like, nah, like, that's not me. Like, I like to be able to give, like, proper, like, detailed responses of, you know, responding properly to what you're asking me and showing, like, I actually feel some type of concern. And the thing is, that might take 72 to 124 working hours. I don't know if 124 is correct, but, like, it might take something within there, you know, like, 72 to 124 working hours. So, basically, like, 3 to 5 working days. That's what I mean. I don't know about the hours being correct. My math wasn't the strongest in high school. But yeah, it might take 3 to 5 working days for me to actually give a proper response, because, like, I might not just have the time. Like, so yeah, to anyone who has ever messaged me or sent me a DM, or, like, because I know, guys, so funny, like, one time I opened my DMs and I saw, like, 2 people that sent me a DM, right? New DMs. And then I didn't respond, obviously, because I was busy. I didn't respond. I just saw my DMs, right? And then, like, 2 days later, I came back and they had unsent it. I wanted to message them back and be like, yo, I'm so sorry. Like, but I was just like, you know what? Don't let me make this any more awkward than it already is. Like, let me just let them do what they're doing. But it was so funny, man, because I could tell, like, they were angry in their chest. Like, how can I send this guy a DM? I don't think I mean, I read it, right? But, like, I hadn't even responded. I didn't have a response. But by the time I came back, it was like, they unsent it. It's like, yeesh. That was kind of awkward. But yeah, anyways, guys, so no hard feelings, guys. I love you guys. I love some of you, not all of you. Well, God so much love everybody. I love you guys, basically. But, like, please don't be mad. Like, if you send me an email or a message, if you have my number, I mean, that's something. Or, like, you send me a WhatsApp. By the way, if you ever want to message me, don't message me on WhatsApp, because you will not get a response. I promise you. Like, WhatsApp, oh my gosh. Like, you won't get a response. I only send messages on WhatsApp when I want to reach out to someone who I know I can only contact on WhatsApp, right? Receiving messages on WhatsApp is, like, the worst thing for me. Like, I just think you're serious for messaging me on WhatsApp. No cap. Like, if I see your WhatsApp, I'll be like, this person's not serious. It's not focused. It's lacking focus. It hasn't focused itself. So don't message me on WhatsApp, guys. WhatsApp is a no-no. But, yeah, like, if you send me an email or you shoot me a DM, or, like, you actually message me on iMessage, I think, like, I will be... Or Telegram. No, not Telegram. Or Telegram. Because people say, oh, it's because you use an iPhone. No, it's not because I use an iPhone. It's just because I really just don't like WhatsApp. Like, I feel like WhatsApp is so invasive. Because everybody can just message you. They know when you're online. They know when you've read. It's like, it's so much. Why? It's like, why are you giving away so much information? Like, I'm a low-key guy. You know what I mean? But yeah. To anyone who messaged me and I did respond, like, no hard feelings, please. Like, I will get to your message. Like, I will respond. If I took too much time, I apologize for that. It's not intent. Like, I'm not trying to stall. Like, it's just, like, I like to be able to give proper thought out responses. Even my, like, my friends, like, my, the best of my friends, like, people who are, like, my favorite people in this world. Like, I mean, I'm more likely to respond to theirs quicker than most people because, again, they're, like, my guys. They're, like, my best friends and stuff. But, like, even with them, like, I still like to take my time and have, like give, like, a proper thought out response to what they're sending me. So, yeah. That's just by the way, but I'm going to use that to, like, segue, to, like, kind of, like, slide into what I really want to talk about today. So, yeah, background story as always. So, I was invited for, just going to feel so shady, but it's not shady. Like, again, I like to say, whenever I speak on my podcast, like, I'm not shading anyone. I'm literally just, I take my life experiences, because I know the people who I'm, the story I'm about to narrate, the people are probably, they're probably going to listen and think, ah, you're shading me. No, it's not a shade. I just take out, like, I just make meaning of life, of my life through my experiences. And I like to, like, take out stories. I like to take out inspiration from my experiences. So, no shade. Like, I love the people in question, like, with all my heart. Great, amazing people. So, I got invited for this thing, right, for... It's like a mini event type of thing. Got invited for a mini event. And I was supposed to speak at the event. I was supposed to talk at the event, right? I'm mixing up. I got invited for an event. And then when I was coming to the event, I told them, I was like, hey, like, you know, like, I'm probably not going to say much. Like, I really don't want to say anything. Because, like, this is, for me, this is like, I don't... like it's a circle of people that I don't necessarily know, so I don't know what to expect. But I kind of feel like these people invited me, or this person invited me, because this person who I have so much like appreciation for thought that, you know, it would be nice. I mean, it was the most thoughtful thing. Like, if you invite me to anything, I think it's thoughtful. But this one in particular was very thoughtful. So So the person invited me, whatever. She invited me because she thought this would be a very nice, like, very nice setting, very nice. It's your vibe type of thing, you know, like, people are going to have open conversations, honest conversations, and that's, like, your vibe. That's what you like to do. And I thought, yeah, like, definitely is my thing, right? Definitely is something that I love to do. Like, I like to have conversations, and I like to be open, and I like to be honest with people. Like, I like to have, like, you know, real-life conversations. That's what I do. So she invited me, and I thought it was so thoughtful, right? But upon getting there, like, as I got there, I said to her, I was like, hey, man, like, look, I don't know how I'm feeling about this, because it's like, you know, it's just going to be, like, I might not say anything, like, I might not feel comfortable, like, I don't think I will feel comfortable, like, you know, I don't know what to expect, because it was just that type of thing where it's like, I don't know what I'm going to give, I don't know what part of Daniel is going to come out, you know, I don't know if you're going to get Daniel, you're going to get Addy, you're going to get Podcast Addy, you're going to get Churchy Addy, you're going to get Shy, like, I don't know what part of me you're going to get, like, so I just said to her, I was like, look, man, like, this is so weird, like, weird in a good way, but, like, this, like, kind of awkward kind of thing. And she said to me, she was like, is he know you? And in my head, I was like, bam. Like, I mean, I laughed, but in my head, I was like, what does that mean? Like, is this know you? She was like, is he know you? Right. And then we went on to have the conversation, like, went on to the event, and then, you know, like, it was a whole thing. Like, I ended up speaking, maybe, like, two or three times. Okay, maybe like, yeah, like two or three times. I spoke like two or three times. And then I had like, we had a great time. And then after, she said to me, you that you were saying that you are not sure you will speak. Look at you, blah, 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 you spoke. And we laughed it off. And it was so funny to me, because that happens to me all the time. I went for another event. Someone invited me for another event just for me to be there, sort of like sit down and be there just to see how it was going, right? And then when I got there, I met someone who knows me, who knows that I speak, and the person was like, oh, you should come and do this, you should come and do this. And I was like, oh no, I'm good, like, I'm just here to watch, like, no pressure, like, it's calm. And the person was like, you should know, you can't do it, it's like, you that you do that. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's like, you guys don't get it, like, I'm fine, like, I don't want to do anything. Anyways, eventually, they ended up getting me to do it, what it was I said I wasn't going to do. And I done it, well, if you ask me, I done it pretty well. Like, it happened, I did it pretty well. So it was like, yeah, you know, like, it was great. And then after, he said the same thing again, like, you that, I say, you know what to do, anything. Can you now see you? Can you now see that you've done it? Everybody was even, I was like, all right. So when I went back home, my usual quiet time, I was thinking about it, right? And that's what kind of like inspired this episode. And I was thinking about it. And let me just put it straight out, point blank. I'm not really sure that I'm comfortable with that idea that because I can do something or because I do something well, I always want to do it. I'm really not sure I'm comfortable with that idea. Like, I'm really not sure. And it's an idea that I think that a lot of people need to actually embrace and start to think about and actually start to, like, hold on to. Because I'm good at doing something doesn't mean I always want to do it. Doesn't mean I always feel confident to it. Actually, let me even not cap, right? Because I had to do some recordings like recently. And one of my friends was on FaceTime with me when I was doing the recording, right? Yeah, she was on FaceTime with me when I was doing the recording. And it was so funny because I was going to cut the call. She was like, no, leave it. Let me see it. Right? So I was like, fine, no problem. And after I was done, she said to me, do you do this every time? Like, is this what happens every time? And I'm like, yeah, like, more often than not, this is what happens. And she was like, guy, you need to actually do like a behind the scenes video recording of what it actually looks like when you're recording. Because This is what she's telling me. She's like, because people will just, like, think that you just sit down and bam, you smash it at it. Like, you smash it once, and like you just get it right once. Like, people don't actually know how much work goes behind the scenes into what you're doing, and like how much time and how much effort it actually takes. Like, for me to record like a 10, I say this all the time, for me to record like a most of the, like a 30 second audio voiceover recording, right, I can take, it can take me at least 30 minutes, at least, more often than not. There's sometimes, I won't lie, sometimes where it's like, it's bang, it's a one take dingy, bang, and I'm off. For me to record a 30 second voiceover, I can spend at least 30 minutes going back and forth saying, oh no, this wasn't clear, oh, my voice should have changed, my pitch should have changed, blah, 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 all that stuff. But the thing is, like, no one sees that, because it's like, we just come, well, I don't think I'm a creative. Well, I mean, I am creative, but I don't see myself as one of those like, I'm not one of those guys. But like, basically, all you just see is like the finished product, and you think, bam, oh, this is mad. Like, if you actually know the hard work that goes into it, I think it was Davido that was saying one time. One of these artists basically was speaking about how, like, he spends, like, when he wants to make one song, like, there's some songs that you just make off inspiration, like just pure vibe, just enter the studio, say hey, yeah, yeah, and he now put another one afrobeat, say another, let me hear you say, then put another one, and I'll say fire burn them, yeah, all those vibes you get. Like, there's ones where it just comes like, ah, no, my inspiration, and after that, it'll be you, those ones, then they, but the ones where it's like, he was saying basically about how he has to take like weekends off, like a whole weekend just to make one song, basically just sitting down in the studio mixing, taking different takes. And I'm just like, only if people actually listened to those things, or people actually saw those things and knew how much work and how much time it takes for you to do the things that you want to do. And I feel like, for me, right, it did two things to me. One, it made me have like, well, there's the anxiety part where it's like, every room that I walk into, there's this expectation that I know, like, I'm walking into a room with expectation. And I felt like that made me feel so weird, right? That made me feel so, because it's like when you walk into, let me give you my example. Like, if you see Thames walk into a room, you automatically associate singing with her. If you see Ronaldo walk into a room, automatically you associate football with him. Right? And that is great. That's fine. Like, that makes so much sense. But it's like, I don't want to feel the pressure of, oh, when I walk into a room, I have to act a certain way, or I have to behave in a certain way, or I'm expected to speak in this. Like, bro, man, like, can I just, like, walk into a room and just be myself? Like, it's one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize, one of the pressures I think a lot of people don't realize comes with doing anything really, and doing it well enough to have people acknowledge that you do it well enough. I'm not a superstar. I'm just a normal guy, right? But like, in the little that I happened to have done in my small life, like, I remember people calling me. Someone called me one time the Risen Generation guy. They were like, this guy does Risen Generation. That was how the guy could identify me, and I was like, bro, man, I appreciate that, but there's so much more to me than the Risen Generation, man. Like, only if you knew. It's like, someone, again, on Instagram, someone messaged me, I was like, pastor, some pastor. And I was just like, bruh. Again, I love God and, like, all that stuff. I'm trying to figure that out. But, man, like, how limiting of you to always have this expectation that, you know, like, bro, man, like, I'm a human being, man. So the first thing is that it gives me so much anxiety. Like, it makes me so anxious. Like, oh, when I walk into this room now, are people going to expect me to behave this way? Are people going to expect, like, there's just like a preconceived expectation that exists already. Which is why I've noticed, okay, I'll tell you how I cope with this later, because that's the point of the episode. The second thing is, like, there's constantly this pressure to perform. Like, there's always, like, it's like, you don't feel, it's like people, you feel like people are always watching you. There's constantly pressure to perform. Every time I get on stage, or every time I get somewhere where I'm going to speak, like, I already just feel pressure, like, ah, okay, now let me hear what this guy has to say. Or every time someone asks me a question or someone messages me, sends me a DM, which again I appreciate, it's like I already feel pressure, like, oh, I mustn't say the wrong thing, or I must know how to address the situation or this problem. Bruh, like, I had to yammer with my guys one time. Like, guys, see, like, I appreciate you telling me this, but, like, I'm not a solution provider. Like, there's people you can actually pay to solve your problems. Like, I appreciate people coming and you telling me, you know, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. But I'm not a solution provider. Like, there's, you know what I mean? And, like, I mean, I say that in the sense that, I say that respectfully because, I mean, thankfully, like, I do have some knowledge, like I have a depth of knowledge with regards to certain things, and I can, you know, I can be of help in certain, if not everything, but like there's some things it's just like where it's like, ah, this is kind of like above my pay grade. Like I remember having to speak with someone who was dealing with suicidal thoughts like a while back, because I happen to also be a counselor, like not yet certified, but like I'm working towards that. And I remember like feeling, because I've had that phase in my life where it's like I've dealt with depression and like suicidal thoughts, right? So I was able to help him, but like after that I was still able to say to the person who I eventually led him to, like, look, man, like I've spoken to him, but I don't feel like I've done enough because this is tough. Like, this is something that even I don't understand fully. But again, I was able to help, but again, I wasn't able to help to the level that I would have loved to be able to help, which again puts the burden on me to then go back to work on myself and then to improve myself and then to, you know, do more research, understand things better. The point basically is, like, I can be of help, but, you know, it's just, like, taking off that pressure of myself to always be, it's called a savior's complex, to always be a savior, is something that I've had to learn, something that I'm still learning. And, yeah, like, even in relationships, because I growing up as a kid, like, I had, this was a serious problem that I had, like, in my earlier days when I was a lot more radical and a lot less thoughtful about the things that I used to do with relationships, like I did have a savior's complex, whereas like I used to be attracted to people and situations that seemed almost impossible. So it's like if a woman wasn't willing to like be involved with me, that's the kind of woman I'd be attracted to. I liked a problem, like I liked when there was something, when there was like a problem, it was like I always wanted to solve something. Or if I saw someone who maybe had dealt with abuse or was dealing with family issues or something, like I would be attracted to those types of women because it felt like, yeah, like it just gave me some kind of inspiration. Like I want to be able to solve this problem. I want to be able to hack this problem. And it took one of my friends telling me like, bro, you actually have a savior's complex issue. Like you have a savior's complex, like you need to stop it. And maybe it's probably like 3-4 years ago. And I actually had to start like looking up on it, I had to have those conversations with myself, and I realized that I did have a savior's complex. Like I had a problem. Like I liked a problem, and for me it was just like, yeah, man, like this is terrible. And looking back now, it kind of like makes a lot more sense that I kind of like don't appreciate having to be the guy who's always solving everyone's problems, because like I have noted that in my past life I had a problem with this, with feeling like I always had to solve people's problems or had to solve people. And it's like now I know that I don't want to go with that pattern. Like I don't want to be like the guy who you run to when you have a problem. Again, at least not all the time. Like I want to be there for you. I want to be able to help you. Shut up. I want to be able to like, you know, be there for you and everything. But like to constantly rely on me as someone who always solves your problems, nah, that for me, that is a huge red flag in any relationship. That's a red flag in any relationship of any sort, be it a friendship, be it like an emotional or like a sexual relationship. You shouldn't be having sex if you're not married, by the way. But yeah, that's like a red flag for me. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not that guy. How do I then address these problems? Like, I wrote down three things, and I'm just going to go through each one of them, one after the other. The first thing is, one, is you have to let people know, right? It kind of sounds obvious, but it's not that obvious. Like, you have to actually let people know, like, hey, man, I appreciate you telling me this, but I don't feel comfortable with you always coming to me with this problem or with these problems. Like, you know, you have to actually let people know. Like, that's something that I have struggled with, right? it's I hate feeling like a disappointment. I hate feeling like I'm letting someone down. Like, I hate feeling like I'm not being there for someone, right? And many times I feel that way, and I do things that I'm not supposed to be doing, or things that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, so I don't have to deal with that feeling. And the truth about it is, that feeling is actually an insecurity that you have to address, because the feeling of, oh, I hate letting people down, is that it shows that you have insecurities that you're dealing with. It shows that you actually do not believe, or you actually do not reach yourself enough to not feel like a disappointment. It's that feeling of, it's that insecurity of, oh, I'm a disappointment. Oh, I have failed because I let this person down. No, like, it's actually like a huge insecurity that a lot of us deal with. What you actually hate letting people down is an insecurity, because then you don't want to have to live with the feeling of, I disappointed this person. Truth is, you didn't disappoint anybody. Truth is, you didn't let anyone down. Like, you can't expect me to just magically solve every problem. Like, what do you think I have? Like, some problems, this thing I've noticed, some problems you can't solve for people. Some problems people can only solve by themselves. That's just the honest truth. Like, I remember telling someone one time, someone asked me a question, they were dealing with something, and I literally told the person what the solution was, but the solution lied with them. Like, it was something that they had to do. And the person said to me, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. And I'm like, then there's nothing I can do for you, because some solutions, like, I can only tell you, I can only guide you, but at the end of the day, you still have to do those things. And this is something that I've had to learn, right? Like, when you help someone, when you give someone what they need to move forward, and the person doesn't embrace that, and the person doesn't hold on to that, it's like, I'm not a disappointment. Like, I'm not a failure. Like, I haven't. Why do we associate someone else's what's the word I'm looking for? Why do we always associate how we can help someone else with how good we are? Like, your abilities are not diminished by someone else's inability to deal with their own selves. Like, you're who you are, man. Like, you don't have to evaluate yourself or your ability or your self-worth based on how you help someone else. If you do that, then it just means you're relying on someone else to basically validate you, and that's wrong. That's an insecurity. That's the savior's complex P that I was talking about again. Like, you need to stop relying on external validation to feel good. Like, you need to be able to tell yourself, oh, I've done the best I can. Like, and that's it. Like, this person just needs to act up. Like, this person just needs to do what they need to do. So the first thing for me is basically just, like, let people know, like, look, I'm sorry, like, this is as much help as I can give you, because this is as much as I know. You can't give what you don't have. This is as much as I can go. I remember someone asking me for money one time, or asking me to please lend them some money. And I said to the person, the figure they asked for, I genuinely did not have it. And I said, look, I can't give you this amount, but I can give you this amount. And I could see the look on the person's face, like, ah, Baba, you fall my hand. But the honest truth of the matter was, man, that's as much as I had. And imagine if I had now gone back feeling, oh, I didn't have this person, oh, I couldn't have this person, oh, I'm a failure, oh, I'm blah, blah. Like, I would be miserable. Like, I would honestly be miserable. So it was just, for me, it's just the appeal of being able to tell people that, you know, I can't do this, or this is as far as I can reach that. Like, that's one of the things I love my friends for. My friends will bend over the back, like, they'll bend their backs over to do anything for me. But, like, when it gets to the point where, like, that's their max, trust them to say, this is as far as I can go. So, yeah, you need to actually start telling people, like, this is as far as I can do. Like, you need to let people know that I have a limit too. Like, I can't always be there. I can't always be picking up the call at odd hours. Like, I need to get sleep as well. I need to do other things. Like, I need to engage my resources and other things. Like, you need to actually tell people. And if you can't tell people, then that's a red flag for you. That's something that you need to work on. Which will take me to my second point, is that you need to learn how to say no. Now, I'm on this table. This is me shaking my own table, because I, Daniel Adesanya, I have a problem with saying no. It is the craziest thing. I noticed this thing. I noticed it that one of my friends, as you know, one, like, 12 of my friends pointed it out, and it was like, it's the like, you need to learn how to say no. Like, you actually need to learn how to say no. That's, now I'm trying to say no at least 3 or 4 times every day. It doesn't matter. Even if I can do it, it doesn't matter. No. Like, or you call me, I'm gonna go pick up that call. Like, no, like, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm learning how to say no, and it has helped me tremendously because I have more time for myself. I have more energy. Like, I can do more things. Like, I'm more productive. Because what happens when you spread out your time and resources over a series of tasks and events is that you then can't give maximal effort and attention to one thing. Your basically division of labor. I don't know if that's a principle, but some economic principle, basically. The more time you spread out over different things, the less attention and less precision you can give to a particular task. Like, I would rather focus on one task than do 10 things at the same one task and do it well than focus on 10 things and do them suboptimally, for lack of a better word. Like, I would rather focus on one task, one, than 10 things. So I'd rather focus on helping one person than try to help 10 people, and I'm helping the other 5 or 6 people. I'm drained out. I can't give my best. You know, my brain is hacking, because sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes my brain actually spazzes. Like, it just, like, it's almost like it just switches off, or it doesn't switch off, but like, it's just my brain just spazzes, and it's like I say rubbish. I'm like, wow, man, bro, like, you're really tired. So you have to learn how to say no. This includes in relationships too. Like, someone's trying to call you at 12 a.m. and you're trying to be up at 6 in the morning, please don't pick up that call. Or pick up the call and be like, I can't talk. I'll yell you later. Like, learn how to say no. Like, you actually have to. No is not a bad word. Like, I feel like I can't speak for everyone, but I personally, whenever I, like, say no to people, I always feel bad. And it's like, no is not a bad word. No just means I can't give you what you're asking for. Maybe because I don't have it, or maybe because I want to use that energy or that time for something else. Like, no is actually not a bad word. Like, no is not a bad word. Like, I remember one time someone made advances towards me, and I kind of like shut them down and said no, and bro, I felt so bad. And I told one of my guys was like, guy, you should be so happy that you said no. I was like, you should be so happy you said no, because that's actually, like, that's self-preservation. Like, no is one of the ways that we are able to preserve ourselves and our time and our efforts and all of that. So yeah, no is not a bad thing. Like, learn how to say no. That's another thing that I feel like a lot of us need to actually take down. Like, we need to learn how to say no. And then the last thing is, like I always say, because I feel like it's a general principle across board, is surround yourself with the right people, man. Like, you have no business with people who you can't tell no, or you can't have no business with people who they always feel like they have to rely on you for everything. Like, that's one of the reasons why I know for sure that, man, when I blew, some people don't like me. A lot of people don't like me, because it's like a crazy culture we have in Nigeria. Once you have money and once you're famous, like, automatically people have problems. I can't understand this. It's like, once people know you, and then you make some kind of mark, or like, you're popular, it's like people have problems all of a sudden. Like, people want free tickets if you're an artist. People want free, I don't know, people want you to give them giveaway. People just want things from you. Like, just want to suck your blood dry. It's like, relax, man. Like, you have to surround yourself with the right people. Otherwise, I always do like this, not like a chart, but like, I have this list where it's like I write down the things that I add to my friends, and the things, when I say friends, I mean like my inner circle of friends, like what they add to me and what I add to them. And I found out that it always balances out. Every now and again, you know, maybe they give me more or I give them more, that's fine. But you can't be adding, for just use numerical figures, you can't be adding 80% and someone is adding 20%. Baba, you are like, they will suck you dry. Like, you have to surround yourself with people who constantly are adding to you. Like, if I was to sit down and talk about the things that my friends add to me, it would be a long conversation, a very long conversation. And I'm sure the same applies for them. But you see, there's that mutual give and take. It's blast boost, not just blast. Like, you have to give and take. You have to be surrounded by people who actually contribute, people who actually, like, give to you, and then vice versa, you give to them. So, yeah. Basically, man, this is me just helping someone who basically deals with the pressure of feeling like they always have to constantly deliver. Again, I feel like a lot of our employees in Nigeria, I mean, capitalism sucks, man. I mean, it doesn't suck, but it sucks. Capitalism actually sucks, because this is basically the bedrock of capitalism, where you use, and then you run people into the ground until, you know, they can't do anything anymore. Like, I remember, like, in my office recently. They gave me some mad work in my office, man. And I was telling one of my friends, and he was just like, bro, do you understand that if you die today, like, someone else will continue your work? That moment, I shut my laptop and I went home, and I was like, yeah, I ain't doing this. Because it's so true. Like, people always want to, like, people will use you. People will walk over you if you give them the opportunity to. It's not only business. It's not only relationships. It's like, it's in everything. If you let yourself, if you make yourself a doormat, people would walk all over you. Like, people will suck you dry. Literally. Literally. Like, guys, this thing is real. So yeah, so for anyone that's dealing with the pressure of feeling like they always have to deliver, like they always have to show up, they always have to be there, like, you know, they constantly have to, like, you know, go places and, like, keep up appearances, like, you need to take that pressure off yourself. Like, you would actually just, you would drain yourself, and you would basically, you would be exhausted. Like, that's not the plan. That's not how you preserve yourself, man. You won't go long that way. Like, it won't last long that way. You would actually get burnt out. And that's one thing that I can tell you for a fact. Like I remember feeling bad for saying I was going to take a weekend off, just shutting down my phone. I can't wait to shut off my Instagram again because, like, I need it. But, like, I have a time set out for that every year and every week, actually. Like, every week I take a couple days off Instagram just, like, to not be on that thing because it can be demanding, guys. Let's not lie to ourselves. These things can be demanding. They can take a toll. They do take a toll on us. So for anyone feel like they have to deliver, they have to constantly show up, whether it's in work, relationship, with your friend, with your partner, like, you need to tell that person to actually calm down because they are asking way too much and not feel like a bad person. And if you do feel like a bad person for telling someone no or for letting someone know that this is your limit, then you need to look internally and reflect on yourself and get the self-validation that you need from yourself. Because this is where you are as a person. This is where you're at. You can get to a stage where you can give more of yourself. But at this point, this is where I am. This is what I can give. And yeah, you need to be able to let people know that. So yeah, man, that's my episode, man. Just handling pressure better. I speak to myself too because I need to actually handle pressure a little better, man. Like, I won't lie. These days, well, I'd be feeling all types of burnt out. But it's just like I'm always just doing orangutan behavior. Let's do more. But yeah, man, like, I got to a point where I was just like, I remember one of my friends, she saw me and she was like, Ade, you're going home. Like, you're going home now. Like, your eyes are barely open. She was like, Ade, you're going home now and you're going to rest and you're going to actually take, like, this weekend off. And I was like, yeah, I need to do that. And I did do that, and I felt so refreshed waking up the next morning. So yeah, don't let anybody suck your blood dry. It's a cold world. It's a ghetto world, but, you know, that's my episode. Yeah, so stay safe, stay amazing, everyone. I'm going to have one of my favorite people in the next one. I've been saying this, but I'm actually going to go to her house. I'm going to record an episode. Then we go back to our trend of trying to understand women. Yeah, someone actually sent me a message, by the way, saying, Daniel, you like women too much. I kind of, like, disagree, but I kind of, like, agree. But I disagree. I mostly disagree than I agree a little bit. Guys, it's the Unsaid Podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode.